Prayer to Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Virgin Immaculate, Mother of Jesus and our Mother, we invoke you under the title of Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament, because you are the Mother of the Savior who lives in the Eucharist. It was from you he took the flesh and the blood, which he feeds us in the Sacred Host. We also invoke you under that title, because the grace of the Eucharist comes to us through you, since you are the mediatrix, the channel through which God's graces reach us. Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament, pray for us. Hi everyone, this is Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, the founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry. And on this short podcast reflection, today I am going to talk with you about the feast and the solemnity of Corpus Christi, which is the celebration, the solemn celebration of the Holy Eucharist, of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Church, because it is so important for us as Catholics to believe that Jesus Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Holy Eucharist. We devote an entire solemnity to it. We devote an entire celebration to it, and that celebration happens today at Masses across the world. The solemnity of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ is a wonderful opportunity for us to refocus our attention at Mass on Jesus being with us, Jesus dwelling within us, and in turn calling us to action, to serve Him. It's the reason why I opened this short podcast reflection with a prayer to Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Our Lady had this experience for 9 months of Jesus being within her, Jesus being inside of her, being God within her. She, in essence, was the first tabernacle. And Our Lady can show us the model, even if it's for a fleeting moment. It might only be 9 minutes versus 9 months. That Jesus stays with us, that Jesus is present within us physically, body, blood, soul, divinity. But when we take that moment to reflect on Him being with us, being a part of who we are, and all of who we are, Jesus sees us. He sees all of the great things that we're doing, and He also sees the things that we're not doing so well when He abides within us. And it's today that we can ask Jesus in a very special way, because we celebrate this Eucharist with great solemnity. There's lots of processions at Catholic churches after Masses. It's today that we can reflect on that in a special way and say, Jesus, be with me. Help me overcome all of my weaknesses. And help me carry the cross well. Overcoming our weaknesses includes carrying our crosses well. It doesn't always mean that Jesus is going to have 5 steps to easily fix your problem. But He will help you carry that cross well. So ask Him today to be with you in a very, very special way. He is God within your heart each and every time you receive the Eucharist. And if you've forgotten that, or you've maybe a daily communicant at Mass and you rush in or out of Mass and you don't take that time to fully reflect on Him being with you and just being present and just seeing everything about your life, make that today. Make that a effort for you today, to reflect on that, to see that. Because when God dwells within you, for those 9 minutes, let's say, It might be longer. I'm not a scientist. You are a tabernacle when he dwells with you. Think about the tabernacle that you see behind the altar at Mass. Think about the qualities of that tabernacle and what they are. They're precious. They're typically made of something, a precious metal, gold, most frequently. They are strong. They are heavy. Think of that. They're loaded with power, with heavenly power given, placed inside of it by God himself, because he is God himself. Think about that. And for those 9 minutes that Jesus dwells within your heart, for those 9 minutes that Jesus dwells physically, body, blood, soul, divinity, within you, think and pray that you can become a great tabernacle for God, strong and precious, because you are much more precious than any precious metal. You are much more beautiful than any precious metal. Your soul is worth more in weight than the weight of that tabernacle that you see at your church today. And God knows it. So let him be in relationship with you. Spend time with him today in the Holy Eucharist. And praise God for giving us such a great gift. He says that he will not leave us orphan, and he doesn't. He is always with us to the end of the age. Why? Because he dwells within us at the Mass. And he dwells within the tabernacles 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 364 days a year. Good Friday being the only exception that God does not dwell inside of his tabernacle. So this is what we pray for today, to become strong and to become holy and to become precious in God's sight, to realize that we are worth something, to realize that we can, equipped with God's power, change the face of the earth. It's our mission. It's our calling. It's why we are Catholic. So celebrate it today with great solemnity. As we wrap up this episode, I'd like to remind you that for more information about Patchwork Heart Ministry and about Patchwork Heart Radio, to visit patchworkheart.org. We've got a lot of great things going on there. I encourage you to check them out. And of course, listen to the other podcasts that appear below this one on your iPhone, Android, or computer screen. Lots of great content and interviews. We began with a prayer, so we're going to close with a prayer. O Jesus, our Lord and our God, creator and ruler of the vast universe, we lovingly adore you, hidden so humbly in the fragile little host. We rejoice that the Blessed Sacrament is not merely a holy thing, but a living person, the same Christ who died for us on Calvary, but who loved us so much that he wanted to remain with us forever. May the Most Blessed Sacrament be praised and adored forever. We offer this prayer in reparation for all the irreverences, profanations, and sacrileges which you receive in the most august sacrament of the altar. Amen.